Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
888-957-9570 is the number to get involved as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors.
You're very serious.
And Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the king, Bonte Hill joins us in studio, courtesy of River Islands. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. They got no snare on your headphones?
Well, he's Justin Verlander is 1-10. Justin Verlander, 1-10. What is your record on pre and post this year?
6-16.
Oh, he's got six times.
Hey, you know what? That's a good year.
No, it's not a good year. 0-6 against the Padres. 0-6.
Oh no, Bonte.
I'd rather be Laura Britt.
Got swept by the Marlins.
I'd rather be Carlos Ramirez.
Lost a couple to the Pirates. Just down bad. Like, I don't have any anger anymore. It's just depression. Watching these guys throw the ball around every day. Let's just get guys filling the ball. Ramos, don't go home trying to get out of rides. Go to second. Machado gets the next. Just the fundamental baseball, which is why Bumel is going to be gone
keep
soon.
The force. How many times has the comebacker hit the pitcher and they don't go home or even look at the runner and they try to go to second base and then throw it into left field?
They're not a well-coached team. They're not. And, you know, it's – a lot of this is on the players, too. I go look at the players and the big money players, and they're not performing up to their level, but they're not situational. The other day, bases loaded. Tyler Fitzgerald works a walk, load the bases. Patrick Bailey comes up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, just take a pitch. Maybe two. He swings the first pitch, pops up to second base.
I mean,
lazy fly. What was it, a lazy fly to shallow? It's just... Every single day there's something. And so it's kind of driving me crazy. Even when they won the game the other day, 4-3, Casey Schmidt committed two errors on one play.
Oh, my God.
I almost threw the remote at the TV. I felt like a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Eat the ball right there. Why are you throwing that up the line? And they're lucky that Devers didn't get his shoulder separated because he stuck his arm out going up the line as the runner's coming in. And I go, bring it back, big boy. Bring that chicken wing back in.
Listen, man, it's been a nightmare. It's been a nightmare, and I don't think I've ever experienced a season like this, Bedoni. Mm. I swear to God.
I mean, they're mathematically done, and it's the 22nd of August. It's been a week or two.
They're cooked, but the way it's faded, the way they've nosedived, worst record of baseball since the All-Star break.
Well, 60 games, they're basically the horrible. Worst team in baseball winning percentage.
Offensively terrible.
Against left-handed pitch, you're lefty, right, Bonte?
13-22 against lefties.
I looked at all the numbers.
The Dodgers, the Padres, they might be looking for Bonte Hill. Why not? And any time they play the Giants, just toss any lefty out there. LJ, if he's left-handed, it does. They're inept. You just are left-handed. You can't touch them.
You can't put your finger on it. You can't put your finger on it whatsoever. So it's been a problem. But you know what? I see a lot of people. You got the Giants mob on social media. Those clowns who want to come down Buster Posey's road, right? Uh-huh. And let me just say, the people who are still dying on the hill of Farhan Zaidi, look what he left this organization. There's not a soul in that organization who thinks Farhan is a good person, let alone a good president of baseball operations. Dude had no social skills. He's supposed to be a farm guru, right? Oh, he's Andrew Freeman. He built the Dodgers. They came into the season with the 28th ranked farm system, and you see the depth now on display. But at least we don't have platooners. We have some pillars. Rafael Devers is a pillar. Adamas in a terrible season is going to end up hitting 25 home runs. In a terrible season, because of six shortstop in Giants history, he hit over 20 home runs. In a terrible year, he's going to hit 25. That's saying something out here in San Francisco.
Six shortstop in SF Giants or
SF Giants history. It was Crawford, Rich Aurelio. We had the graphic up yesterday. Okay. Rich Aurelio was up there.
LeMasters?
Crawford was up there. I don't remember seeing LeMasters' name up there on the graphic, but Willie Adamas
Crawford,
is right there.
Aurelio. Did Aribe
Crawford did it, I think, a couple. Did Aurelio did it maybe a couple times.
Oh, so that's how. Okay, I was going to say. Did Aribe? So, did Jose Aribe do
Jose
it?
Aribe
what about Juan Aribe? No. I know he played a little third and short that year.
I don't remember who was on the list, but it was six shortstops.
Okay,
so,
my bad.
So I don't want to get hung up on that. But in the down year, he's going to end up hitting 25. In a down year, Devers is going to end up hitting 30 on the season. Not with the Giants, but, you know, combined with the Red Sox and the Giants. And then Chapman, I know everybody's down on Chapman. His defense is underrated. I know he threw the ball around a little bit, but I take solace in this. The guy tried to come back with a hand injury for the betterment of the team. The guy wants to play. The guy wants to go out there and play his ass off. And when he got hurt in those 11 games where he was batting .395, he was starting to hit that hot streak where Chapman usually goes on, and he was going to get up to his numbers. And then he got hurt. Then the hands messed up, and he's swinging through everything. He can't throw the ball. So it's all bad. But at least we know they have pillars. There's something to build around as opposed to the Farhan-led Giants. When you had all these damn – you're going to build around Darren Ruff? You're going to build around Mike Krzyzewski. You're going to build around Lamont Wade Jr. Come on, people. Wake the hell up. Posey's a winner, and I got trust in the guy. But the people who are turning on Posey, oh, Posey of all people, you want to turn on him and ride for Farhan Zaidi? Get a grip, folks. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, damn, I don't get the Farhan love in that. I will say this with Posey. If he brings back Bob Melvin, though, Bonte, that is the first time where Giants fans are going to finally say, Buster.
I don't think he's coming back. I mean,
well, no, you think it's 100% chance?
They gave Farhan an extension and let him go. So all these picking up options and everybody, we'll wait on Bo Mel.
But it's
funny how people have turned on Bo Mel. We're sitting out here on the show saying, I don't know if I want to go that route. I want to get somebody new. Maybe it's Stephen Vogt. Maybe a young hotshot. But we wanted to recycle a guy who San Diego just let walk out the door. I remember arguing with Sam Lubman. Oh, the Padres, it's a Padre. AJ Preller this, AJ Preller that. Well, look at them. They've dominated the Giants since 2022. And it's driving me freaking crazy. They're 10-3 against the Giants this year. They're smoking them left and right. They're laughing at the Giants.
Hey,
the Padres have little bro the Giants, and I'm sick of it. And I told you guys a couple years ago, don't go down the Bo Mel route. Don't do it. And we're here now, so now we're stuck with them. I think they'll let them go. We'll fire somebody else, but the hell with that. I'm tired of it, man. I really am.
It's the easiest 50 minutes left of my week ever. Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm sick of it. Go ahead.
What did you make of Willie Adames?
Well, he was talking about an umpire.
From what I was told,
he was having a discussion, talking about a conversation he was having with the umpire.
My 89-year-old grandfather, Joe Sr., I bring him some lamb chops the other day, and he goes, what the hell is going on with the Giants? I said, Grandpa, I don't know. He goes, is Bob Melvin have a pulse in that dugout? I go, what do you mean? He goes, I have more energy than Bob Melvin. I'm 89 years old. My grandfather is questioning the energy level of Bob in that dugout. He is not happy.
I'm not happy. 89 years old, Bonte. It's just not. I mean, everybody's crying about, he left Robbie Ray in there too long. Well, what do you want to do? I mean, you want to go to the bullpen? You want to go to the Bivinator, Spencer Bivins again? Let Robbie Ray go. But if Casey Smith doesn't throw up all over himself and throw the ball away, he gets out of damn inning and we're saying, Robbie Ray, 7 innings, yay. What the hell else you got? You want to go see some of these? You see the bullpen arms, Michael Gage and Luke Casey? Right. You got nothing right now. But Bo Mel's situational baseball instincts. We saw it with the Oakland A's.
It's not good.
We saw it with the Padres when he all of a sudden called in Shamanai in the NLCS face Bryce Harper. I'm thinking to myself, have you watched Shamanai this year? And he gives up a bomb. I think he almost hit it to the Liberty Bell. Bo Mel has lost his touch. There's no doubt about that. Put him to the side. Players got to play better at the same time.
What about Carson Seymour? Not like he comes set and the guy goes from second to third and steals it without a throw.
I'm sweating right now.
In my life, seen that.
I'm sweating right now thinking about this team. I swear to God, I'm sitting here watching it. I'm locked in. I'm telling you, because they got me back. And when I love hard. I love hard. Okay. That's why it's tough for me to love people, because I know when I love hard. And I fell back in love with this team. I did. All-star break. All right, you lost to the Dodgers going into the break on a Sunday afternoon. Tough game again. Guy, Patrick Bailey, get down the damn bunt. Let's go. Get the run on. You don't do it. Whatever. Fine, you'll be looking for a catcher next year. It's all good.
I'm
thinking, okay, you come out of the break, you're playing Toronto, you're playing Atlanta. Let's roll. And to come out of this all-star break and play like this, and the fans are back. The fans are back, which is why you can't blow it up, Shasky. I heard your rant, and I disagreed wholeheartedly with the rant. You don't blow it up. You got pillars here.
You got to have something to blow up.
If you blow it up, the fans are not coming back. The bottom line's done.
Blow up what, Bonte? What is blowing up? There's not. You said the pillars are
built around that. You got something to build
those
around.
Aren't pillars? Those are like popsicle sticks.
Come on, don't disrespect Rafael Devers like that.
Oh, Devers, batting what? A crisp 230? He's been awesome these last couple months.
The guy's
going to
end up hitting 30 home runs. And he's got, you see the Jack yesterday.
How many of those were the Boston Red Sox?
The guy's playing hurt. The guy's playing hurt. Whatever. You would rather have Devers going into next year than not having Devers.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Right? Would you rather not have Adames, or would you want Christian Cox and Brett Wisely?
No, but we're acting like there's a legit foundation of this team right now.
You can build around those guys, but only.
Can you? You think so?
Boston certainly did.
Right now. I don't know if you can.
You can build around these guys.
Boston got better getting rid of Devers.
Well, we'll see. Well, they got hot. We'll see what they do in the playoffs.
Brewers got better getting rid of Adames. They did.
No, they had a good farm system. They have good pitching. The Brewers are fine. But we'll see what the Brewers do in the playoffs.
Oh, well, the Brewers are going to be the Brewers in the playoffs.
Because that's great in the regular season. They just got swept by the Chicago Cubs. And the manager is flipping a bit because a reporter asked him a question. And Pat Murphy's panicking. And he's going off our reporters. So we'll see about the goddamn Brewers in the playoffs.
Why do you hate the Brewers so much?
No, I don't, but you keep talking here about, oh, they got better. We'll see if they got better.
They
made the playoffs last year. They're going to make it again, but where are they going to go in the playoffs? They're going to go to the World Series?
They're going to lose to a team that's in your division, probably, to the Dodgers or the Padres, who are also ahead of you, like, in the division. Like, I'm just telling you the facts right now. Those teams got rid of those players.
They got some pieces.
You got the sloppy seconds, and it hasn't been very good. That's okay. That just is what it is.
I'd rather be the Brewers.
They got guys to build around, man. Like, I'm looking at the lineup. Devers is 28 right now. He's going to be 29. Entering prime years. Adames is going to be 30. All right, Chapman's getting a little long in the tooth, but you know what? Everybody was ready to celebrate when he signed that extension because you had somebody here. So I'm cool with that. But you got something to build around, whereas opposed to Farhan, you had platooners. You didn't know where you were going. One-year contracts with player options, two-year contracts with player options. Who's batting what? Who's hitting 20 home runs? What are we doing here? At least I got something. I got something. And that's all I got right now. That's all I got. I mean, I'm down bad right now with the Giants.
No, I hear you.
You know? But you got to have something. And they got something. And yet, here's the other thing, too. Bryce Eldridge. If he doesn't hit, if he doesn't pan out, that's going to be devastating. You need him. You need Bryce Eldridge. Bad. Bad. Did you see that?
He's had two back-to-back left center field, just absolute missiles. The dude is a beast. I think he's going to be awesome. Right. I'm not worried about
him. What does that say? He leads one strikeout.
Are you worried about him?
Who, Bryce Eldridge?
Yeah.
No, I'm not worried about him because he does have power. And what they're saying is he's getting better and better and better. And I do want to – but if he hits and he comes back and you got Devers, Eldridge, Adames, Chapman, and Ramos on the cheap contract. I know everybody's down on Ramos.
Well, Jung Hoo, he's playing great, too.
Jung Hoo, he's having a hell of an August.
And he batted .280 in July.
But I want to see more speed. No, I want to bat him in leadoff, and I want to see
him run
his
faces. Did you hear Fleming
yesterday? No, what'd he say?
Fleming goes, you know how many stolen bases Jung Hoo Lee's got this year? I'm like, oh, he's got 11.
He's got 9 or 8.
10.
We were
close. Okay, yeah, it was 10.
Whatever. He goes, you know how many Juan Soto has? We looked it up, 20.
Yeah, no. that's unacceptable.
Juan Soto has 20 stolen bases?
That's unacceptable. And you know what? In center field, too, there was a play yesterday. Christian Costa's running out in the outfield.
Well, his defense.
He needs to. Kelly Leak, Bad News Bears. I got it. Start calling it. Take every ball.
Something.
Something, man. Come on, Jung Hoo. All right? But he's playing well right now. He's batting, like you said, .338 in the month of August. So he got something. I got something to maybe build around, and I got some money to spend next season. So I do trust Buster Posey, but if Eldridge can hit and makes the lineup that much better, now you got to retool the bullpen.
Well, that's what I was going to add. The pitching, too. Like, first and foremost, I mean, God bless Justin Verlander. The guy is just 1-10. It is what it is at this point. It wasn't good. It wasn't a good investment this season. Maybe you should have traded Robbie Ray.
You don't trade Robbie Ray right now. I don't think you could do that.
No, not now. I mean, but I think at the deadline, you that's the thing I could look back.
You need pitching. It's at a premium. He's a lefty starter. He's pitching well. I don't have Whittenhunt. Everybody hyped him up. Do you believe in Whittenhunt to get a?
I think he's
that's part of the conversation
away.
Is the depth right now in your minor league system.
I don't think
we're going to see Birdsong.
Birdsong, you see what he's doing in AAA right
not
now?
Not good. Nothing.
It's not good.
No.
So I need Robbie Ray.
They might
Ray.
Shut him down.
Robbie, I need Robbie Ray.
Bryce Eldridge, 27 strikeouts for Bryce Eldridge this month, by the way.
I don't care about the strikeouts.
I'm just telling you. Giving you the facts.
The Yankees have like 1,500 strikeouts.
There's no three. There's like 5 300 hitters in all of baseball.
Yes, 6 or 7 as of yesterday.
Yeah.
He fit right in with the Giants is what I'm saying. 27 strikeouts. So there you go. Go ahead.
He's trolling, man.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Don't let facts get in the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The ball hit back up the middle. He's trying to evade getting out of it. He's been one of the lone incredible stories this year. And the poor guy has his leg snapped. Do they know exactly what
we don't know. Mm. Right now it's a knee sprain, but you just hope that it's not an ACL.
It was so bad. He lay on the ground, and you could tell he was grabbing it. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. First, you know, some people, I guess there's a lot of stairs in that dugout down to the clubhouse in Petco Park, but... You know, the way Bobel was talking and couldn't put any weight on it, sucked. So, you hope for the young man because he was one of the bright spots of the season. He was dealing before he got hurt.
888-957-9570.
We got one of the few bright spots.
You're the face of the station.
Bonte Hill in studio, courtesy of Free Rounds. By the way,
that's an ugly ass face.
You're the face of the station.
You want to see all the
I will hate watch. Franchise. I don't know how many others out there hate watch. I'm a sick individual.
Well, there's a lot of people that hate watch right now. And right now, you're hate watching the Giants if you're still watching them. And by the way, you can hate watch all the hosts if you want. And Bonte Hill maybe will be there too. Because we have the Red and Gold Summit for 2025 approaching. On Thursday, September 4th, and we're going to be live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs going to be live from 2 to 4, and then the summit with all the hosts will be from 4 to 6. Come on out and hang with us. We get you ready for the football season. Great food, great place, and your chance, again, to hang out with all the hosts. That's Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang and experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for the fans.
Right, King's Fish House.
You guys have fun.
Though. Are you going to go one-on-one with Poseidon? You can pull out your trident.
You guys expecting me to come down to San Jose?
Santa Clara?
Yeah. What day is that?
September 4th.
Might be busy.
Start of the it's going to be Eagles Cowboys that night.
It's Eagles Cowboys?
Yeah. Does the yacht go that
far? Eagles Cowboys.
No, it's a helicopter for that
first game of the season?
That's right.
Thursday night?
The Bonte
I'm either doing the Giants game or I'm watching that. I watch the summit on YouTube. I watch it with the rest of the chat.
Okay.
I see you lurking every now and then in there.
And I just got to talk some talk every now and then. I've been a little MIA, but you know, I'm trying to leave because you know the fans. I don't want to call out all the fans, but let me get this out of my system.
Yeah, there's a lot. Just keep going. Remember, I'm off all next week, so I've been mailing it in since 6:03.
Appreciate that.
I'm glad you let the listeners know that. Listen. Our boy Arturo, who's on Twitter. You know Arturo. He's from the city.
Yeah, the bull.
Yeah. Arturo. Yeah. Came at me said, because I was just like, you know, some of these fans are idiotic. They don't know what the hell they want. You know, when you talk about loyalty, where's the fan loyalty at? Where's it at?
Where are you going?
You guys are flipping left and right.
Where are you going?
This should be something.
Where are the fans going?
Spend their money and pay the outrageous prices for beer and food. Now, number one, that's a choice you make. Nobody's putting the gut to your head to say go buy a beer or some food. Go pack you a lunch from home and go to the damn game. I do it. Go get some water. You don't have to pay for a beer.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. Or banana and honey like Javi Lopez
likes.
Okay,
there you go.
Don't call it idiotic. We can do a backflip. Don't ever call the fans out. Well, I'm calling you out, and I'm calling the rest of you idiots out because Ramos said, you know, we out here trying our hardest, and Ramos has the audacity to stand in front of the podium and talk to the reporters during a downtime. He don't have to say anything. He go take a shower, get the hell out of Dirt and King, and say bye-bye. He don't have to talk to nobody. And he's been stepping up there in front of the podium, in front of the reporters, and just saying, hey, I know. I'm trying too hard.
Yeah,
I got to be better.
Hits.
And fans have the audacity, oh, who are you? I saw some video of a guy telling them, F you this and F you that. I speak for Giants fans. No, you don't. You speak for yourself. You don't speak for me. You don't speak for Shasky. You don't speak for Loveman. You don't speak for half these people. So some of these fans need to just chill for a second, all right? It's going to be a long road back. Did we really expect this team to go to the playoffs coming into the season? They got off to a hot start.
Yes.
You didn't expect the Giants to be in the playoffs.
No, fans did. Fans expected.
Before the season.
Yes,
Before the season, they expected them to come out of spring training. You are lying out of your mind.
No.
What fan expected the Giants in 2025 coming into the year to make the playoffs?
Sam Loveman did.
He's a fan. I mean, come
Black
on.
Weekend.
I mean, he wears Chuck Hooley jerseys.
Steven Rizzotto covers the team every day.
The Chuck Hooley hooded sleeve jersey.
There was expectations.
No, I wanted him to compete
Correct.
For a wild card spot.
Nobody expected
meaningful
that.
Baseball in September was the expectation. No, it was the expectation.
No, we didn't expect playoffs.
And then the Devers move happened.
Start,
no,
and they
this is revisionist history. This is revisionist history.
No, it's not. It's spring training. Nobody expected his team.
What was the
expectation? Giants fans, you walked down the street, go pull 10 Giants fans and ask them if they expected to make the playoffs. I bet you 8 of them said, nah, they're
Father's
not a playoff
Day
team yet.
2025, what were
I'm
the expectations?
I'm not talking about Father's Day. I'm talking about before the season.
Father's Day 2025.
I'm talking about spring training. I'm not talking about Father's Day because I was thinking they were content on Father's
okay,
Day when they traded for Devers. I was fired up and they were tied with the Dodgers going into Saturday night
yes.
in the NLS.
Yes.
I was pissed
but I'm
on
talking
Father's
about before
Day.
The season. I'm
My
not talking about moving goalposts. I'm not talking about July. I'm not talking about June. I'm talking about spring training.
Why does it matter if spring training if you move
what
the goalpost
I asked you
Father's
a question.
Day.
I'm
We're
asking
recent.
You a question about the season. Coming into the season, what was the expectation to the Giants in spring training?
Oh.
That's all I'm asking. And you want to sit
the
up here and lie and say we expected to go
changed,
in October?
Though, Bonte.
Why? Okay.
Things changed in a season. Expectations changed this season. That's why people are pissed. Because Dave Fleming came on our airwaves and said on June 16th or whatever it happened, yeah, this team could compete for a World Series.
We all did. The goalposts changed.
That's why people are pissed then.
No. But
that's
just,
why fans
but
are upset.
Let's take a scale back, though. Let's all take a deep breath and take a scale back and think about the expectations coming into the year. Am I not lying? Come on, man. We can't keep changing the goalposts here.
But we did.
This
we
team
all,
is a lot.
We all agreed
I,
to change the goalposts,
tweeted, no.
though.
I remember I tweeted, I said, damn, I was fooled, too. Posey's going to need another offseason because
yes.
Farhan Zaidi left his team high and dry. That's the thing. He did organizational damage that hit the AAA level, AA level, single-A level. Everybody's talking about, well, we got some good talent in single-A. Those dudes ain't going to be up for 4 years. Those dudes, I mean, in 2029, Chess is going to be in middle school, man. She might be graduating fifth grade by the time these dudes come up. So, I'm sorry.
Do you graduate fifth grade?
Huh?
Yeah, if you're going to middle school from elementary school, yes. If there's K through 8, then you don't.
Okay. I know Shasky was private. He had big money.
But
you
know
it's private.
I
go to
that.
Private school. Who are you kidding?
It's all right.
You got real quiet.
I love the smiles.
There's a real Carter in here.
Well, there's only one Carter.
I just, the expectations, though, I think is what's the most frustrating part of this. Because post-Devers, you got Rafi Devers. It's like, this is the first massive move we've seen from the Giants in so long.
Yeah, who made it?
And then, no, it was Buster Posey.
What's going on?
It was Buster Posey. Buster Posey made it.
I know. You should say that again for the people in the back who want to rip on Buster Posey. I'm fed up. The team is losing.
Oh, my God.
Football season, I don't know who's going to play wide receiver now for the
49ers.
No, I'm trying to freak out about that. We got one wide receiver. Even Russell Gage Jr. sprained his damn ACL. After having a great run from 2010 to 2025 in the Bay Area. Now I'm just saying, damn, what's going on in the Bay Area? Kaminga still is in Miami working out. I don't know who's going
to
fill out the Warriors roster.
Miami,
yeah,
right.
I don't know who's going to fill out the Warriors roster. The Niners don't have a wide receiver right now. What is going on around? I'm losing my mind right now.
Valkyrie's
right?
Mercury tonight. Big game, Bonte. We got to get a win. We got to get the win.
Hey, Sky Moore, the only Sky I recognize here in San Francisco, and somebody, you guys may not know the name, is Sky Baller. You guys have no idea who I'm talking about, do you? Bonta, Sky, you got to know Sky
San Francisco Pimp.
Yeah.
Explosive Mode. One of the great songs on there.
Look at you.
Great songs on Explosive Mode. Listen, man.
Skyballer. You have no idea what we're talking about.
Skyballer, you're a California Pimp.
He's sweating over there. I see it on his team. It's the 6-16 record.
People are coming at me. Hey, man, it ain't just Shaq. He's jumping in my stories. Are you going to get a win on the Giants postgame? Like, man, I ain't the only one losing. Y'all see Lauren Brent up there during the night game losing streak and 7-game losing streak. I'm losing my mind. I'm out of rants. I'm depressed. I'm at home thinking, what do I do, play NCAA? I'm watching the Cowboys doc, and I'm thinking to myself,
it's
PR for Jerry Jones. He's a great businessman. He's a great business.
The production value's great.
You know what? I'm convinced. I hope Jerry Jones lives until he's 150 years old. Because as long as he's alive and running the Cowboys, they ain't going to win a damn thing. They ain't going to win anything.
He looks way older than Barry Switzer, by the way, who I think is like 90. Barry Switzer, I'm on that. I'm like episode sweating, five dude. Right now. It's okay. It's all right. You know what? You're passionate, Bonta.
Stuff's getting to me, man.
I can tell.
Dude, these guys are throwing the ball around. It's just, and poor Verlander. I mean, he's left the game.
Poor Kai Tae Wang.
Justin Verlander.
Kai Tae Wang. Kai Tae Wang hit the highway real quick.
Poor Lander. He pitched good.
He pitched all right.
Stop. I mean, no, he kept saying that poor Lander. It's like, no, poor Giants fans for having to watch this thing.
Kai Tae Wang hit the highway, man. Listen.
Highway Tang is pretty good.
You guys are like this one. Like the Doobie Brothers. I was a fool to believe in his team. I was.
Guru.
And I thought you were about to say, you have to roll up a Doobie when he walks his team right now.
They're free fall like Tom Petty, man. Listen, I swear to God, they don't hit. They just don't do anything right. They just don't do anything right. It's nothing worse than having a bad. I thought, you know, when you have a bad football team, all right, you get it, why injuries or this and that. But when you got a bad baseball team, and you got 162, because not everybody's built to watch 162.
It's a slow
and
death.
I'm going to sit here and watch these games in August.
Wait, not everyone's built to watch 162?
Not everybody's built to watch 162.
Oh, the Colorado fans that are showing up right now are built different. If you're going to a Colorado Rockies game still, you're built different. They have like how many wins? Like 38 still?
37.
37? Oh! Did they take the series against the Dodgers?
And the Giants still, since the Devers acquisition, have a worse losing percentage than the Rockies.
Well, it helps when Shohei Ohtani's throwing games against you.
Stop that.
They do. I can't hear anything.
Oh, he says that Shohei threw the game the other day. His hypothesis is.
To Giants fans, and I hear Lutman and Mark Willard and everybody taking shots at Shohei Ohtani. Man. No, I do to get Shohei Ohtani in the Giants uniform.
We should have gave him $1 billion.
I remember when we were talking, I was like, it would have never happened.
We should have gave him 50% ownership in the Giants.
But when Kyle Harrison was the prospect to have, and I said, I would trade him for half a season to Shohei. And people looked at me crazy.
Speaking of great prospects, Bonta, a once former great prospect here in the Bay Area is taking on the Niners tomorrow at Levi's Stadium. One Trey Lance, and I want to dive.
Hey, we got breaking news.
Oh.
We got breaking news, folks.
Are we teasing
it? We got a running back. No. Hit the sounder right now. Hit the sounder right now.
What's happening?
We got breaking news. My frown is just turned upside down.
What happened?
Brian Robinson's coming to the 49ers.
Oh, my goodness.
In exchange for a 2026 six-round pick. We got running backs. Six-round pick for Brian Robinson. Now we got two guys who's come back from getting shot, playing at a high level.
I mean, who had that take here first on 95.7 the game? It was
your
boy.
Let's go.
Brian Robinson. 95.7.
Somebody's taking a physical.
Whoa.
Right
line
here.
Him up.
Mike Garafolo.
Wake up, Spadoni.
NFL Network. The Commanders have an agreement to trade. Okay, I'm just, what are we doing? We're not breaking yet. We're going right now. Sit down. Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, sources to the insiders. The Commanders have an agreement to trade running back Brian Robinson to the 49ers pending a physical. San Francisco's backfield gets added punch while Robinson gets a fresh start alongside Christian McCaffrey in a run-heavy attack that will feed multiple backs. And yes, Diana Russini, The Athletic, saying it's for a sixth-round pick in 2026. Brian Robinson, running back insurance in the Bay.
Wake up, Niner fans. Wake up. Back in business, baby.
We're back in business. 9570. We're going to discuss on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Patrick Willis, and welcome back to the Morning Roast.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right. right, if you're just joining us, the breaking news in the NFL world is 49ers related. The Commanders have an agreement to trade running back Brian Robinson to the 49ers pending a physical, and it's going to be for a 2026 sixth round pick. Major insurance for one Christian McCaffrey and the 49ers running back group, as Bonta Hill is in studio with us right now. It's Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. And boys, let's get right down into it. A team with a lot of depth question marks, and maybe the ultimate question mark in football, as everyone's doing their fantasy drafts right now, is Christian McCaffrey. How healthy can this guy be all season long? Well, it's a hell of an insurance policy to have a guy like Brian Robinson Jr., who last year played in 14 games, 800 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns. It's a hell of a get for a sixth-round pick, boys.
I think this is a great, great acquisition. Anybody that's watched the SEC knows who this guy is. That's number one. And then if you play fantasy, you know that he's a big time back in the sense of they needed like a physical bruiser, and I think he can be that type of a guy. I trusted no one behind CMC, and trading Jordan Mason I thought was a head scratcher given the depth chart that I was looking at before the draft. And then after the draft, it's like, all right, well, we'll see with like Kiner and so. Those guys are all been hurt, and I guess Isaac Rendo fumbled not once, not twice, three times yesterday.
Story of training camp.
Has it been?
We were talking earlier this month, and I thought Garindo, I disagree. We're doing a 49ers Now, Matt Maiocco, Carlos Ramirez, and I, NBC Sports Bay Area. And I thought Garindo was having a bad camp, and they differ. They say, oh, we think he looks really good. Every time I saw him, he was dropping a pass. He was fumbling. He just was running kind of – I'm not going to call him soft because I know you can't be soft playing football. I'm not going to say that. But I just something's missing. Something's amiss. Brian Robinson, we know, is a tough dude, all right? Obviously, everybody's going to bring up the fact that he got shot and Ricky Pearsall got shot.
I'm just going play style on the field.
Play style on the field. He's a physical, like you said, we watched him at Alabama. Underrated receiver. He's going to run between the tackles. A great backup because, one, we haven't seen Jordan James in practice. He's been hurt all
practice. So you haven't seen him at all?
I mean, not in pads, really. Okay. He had the knee injury early on, missed a couple weeks. Then he broke his finger, so he missed another couple weeks. Corey Kiner, I was impressed with, but you could tell he was a cam body, and it was a long-term kind of vision with Corey Kiner. So he's out for the year. Brian Robinson can run his own scheme. He can run his own scheme, which is very important. And this is a sixth-round pick, a flyer on a guy who's in a contract year. You're going to get the best out of him, Spadoni.
Well, and it's a great point because it's a 2026 sixth-round pick, and I wonder if it's the same one that they got back from the Jordan Mason trade when they traded with the Minnesota Vikings earlier in the season, because they got back not only a fifth-round pick in this past draft, Bonta, but next year's sixth rounder. So, in a way, you kind of traded Jordan Mason and got Brian Robinson out of it, which is a hell of a trade right there.
If you would have told me to do that at the end of last year, I would have done that. Yes. I like Jordan Mason probably more than most, but it was pretty obvious to me that he wasn't the same runner after the shoulder injury. Yep. And as a catcher, he got better. But I don't think Purdy ever truly trusted him as a pass catcher out of the backfield. No,
Robinson has better hands. He's in a contract year. And what does Shanahan want to do? He wants to run the ball 30 times a game. He wants to get to that 30 number. So now you can, McCaffrey, give him 15 to 17 touches in the run game. And now you got Brian Robinson where you can go to him 10 to 12 times. Hell, you give him a possession. Hey, Brian Robinson, this is all you. And he could wear down defenses. I love this move. And it's smart because, again, the depth of the running back room. Where is it?
Well, everywhere around
offense.
Patrick
Taylor's hurt.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. And I'm looking at the rushing yards, but the receptions is what I'm looking at too. The guy can catch the ball in the backfield too. Like they need that dual capability because Christian McCaffrey, what he brings to the table, as we're talking about depth, Bonta, with the wide receiver position too, very thin. What's going on with Juwan Jennings? We don't know. He obviously make the trade for Sky Moore. The guy can't catch a cold. And they get rid of him. We'll see. They just needed bodies, quite frankly. So you get Brian Robinson in here, not only for the running, but the passing game a little bit too, but just the insurance policy and to just quell the fear of Niner fans. Because I still have major question marks about Christian McCaffrey this year and the wear and tear. Like, you use the word Achilles.
Though.
No, no, he does.
He looks great.
No. That's what I'm saying. In practice, he looks incredible.
He looks like the guy I saw at Stafford. He looks like the guy I saw 2 years ago. I get it. He's a running back, and he's got injuries.
So you have the 10th overall pick in your fantasy draft. Would you take him?
So my strategy is a little different than others.
No. I'm asking. No. Don't give me a strategy.
I don't like to take players on teams I root for. I just don't do it.
I like doing that too, actually.
I like to stay away from it. But if he falls to 10, it's kind of hard not to take him. I mean, this guy's good. If he's healthy.
Now, I know.
McCaffrey's
I mean, he's, there's only so many number one backs.
Right, exactly. He's a bell cow. But now that you got Robinson here, you definitely have an insurance package for the 49ers within this offense where if McCaffrey has to sit out a game or two, okay, I could go to B-Rob. And he could carry the ball for 20 times a game, and we adjust our game plan a bit. So this is a smart move by the 49ers. So,
I mean, you've been this guy's number one, like, number one supporter.
Ooh.
How happy were you after that game winner by Jake Moody?
Oh, my guy.
It's a preseason game, but it looked good. 59-yarder.
Meant something.
I mean, listen, I've been asking people around who's covered the sport a long time. Everybody I run into, if they've, I know they cover the sport, whether it's former player, reporter, whatever it is. And I ask them, was it always like this in terms of coverage of the preseason? Or is this a new phenomenon where people keep stats in practice? They keep records in joint practices. They celebrate preseason games like it means something. I don't care about preseason. Is it good for Jake Moody that he made a 59-yarder? Great. But guess what? He missed two kicks yesterday in practice. It didn't look good in practice. So what's going to happen week one in Lumen Field when the 12s are screaming left and right and he has to line up for a 48-yard field goal on the left hash? You think I'm going to be confident then? No, it's a kicker. I don't care if it was Justin Tucker, Gostkowski, Vinatieri. I don't have confidence in kickers. I don't. They scare me like closers in baseball. They scare me. So, great, he made the 59-yarder. Coach Boyer said, that changed his career. What was the quote yesterday he said? He basically said, this could change his career that he made that 59-yarder. Dog, it's a preseason game.
It is a preseason game, but it is the closest thing you could simulate to an actual regular season game for a kicker anyways, because practice is practice. And Baldy joined us earlier in the week. Baldy, every Tuesday at 7:30, you can find him right here on the Morning Roast, Brian Baldinger. And he said it was kind of a deal, like not like the biggest deal, but it meant something. Like you can't simulate that style of pressure.
It means
in practice.
Something until it means nothing.
Well,
week
correct.
One,
but
he misses that first quick in week one.
Exactly.
You're bring
of course,
up the Raider game.
But it did mean something a couple years ago when he drafted this guy, and everyone was looking at the preseason game and was like, "Oh God, he missed in the preseason."
Well, I
and
didn't because I thought it was preseason. Remember, we argued about
yeah,
how people, like, dude, it's
again,
preseason.
I
ended up being right.
Double-edged sword
no,
of it.
No, he made two big 50-yarders in the Super Bowl. Well, nobody was saying anything.
And the extra point was bland.
I mean, when the punter who's holding the snap, holding the place kick, is like doing the sign.
Ritual. That's his ritual. Morstead, I heard that was his ritual. It was pretty funny, though.
Come on, dog.
That was his ritual,
come
though.
On.
That's what he said.
Come on, that's my ritual. Every time Jake Moody lines up for a field goal, I mean,
seriously.
My favorite Matt LaFleur in the Niners-Packers playoff game. He said, Anders Carlson, whenever he kicks, I can't watch.
When I roll my eyes at my wife,
that's what you want. Yeah.
That's my ritual.
It's real quick, though. We've jumped a shark on preseason coverage. Like, Jackson Dart looks great. He looks great, but it is preseason. I like Jackson. I think Jackson Dart is going to be a good quarterback. I actually like him a lot. I liked him a lot at Ole Miss. This is why I like Jordan Watkins, because that connection was really good under Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, you're a big Lane Kiffin guy.
Yeah, I do kind of
You've
like
always
Lane.
Been. No,
I kind of like
I'm,
Lane.
Lane's
I'm not a
funny.
Big Lane Kiffin.
He's a funny guy.
He's a great recruiter.
He's a great recruiter. And he can coach offensive football. He gets players open. You know how much money I won on him at Florida Atlantic? Or what was it, at Florida Atlantic? When he went down to the FAU. What? He was running up the score left and right. He was making everybody money. Listen, I love Lane for that. Shout out Lane Kiffin.
Stay in your lane,
I was broke, man. I needed some money. I needed some coin.
You sound like Michael Porter Jr. right now. Why don't you just relax?
That guy.
Just relax a little. Podcast-itis.
Podcast-itis is running. Podcast-itis. Twitter-itis. I mean, these guys are just getting dumber than rocks.
We're bearing the lead as we're talking about Brian Robinson Jr. being traded to the 49ers. Big move there. Sixth-round pick. Brian Robinson Jr., now a San Francisco 49er, pending a physical, getting traded from Adam Peters now, who's the GM over in Washington, obviously. So he got some insurance for Christian McCaffrey. But Malik Beasley, Bonte, cleared of all wrongdoings, no longer being investigated.
You know what?
Can the Warriors take a flyer?
I wouldn't mind another three-point shooter.
Can we figure out the Kuminga thing?
Yeah, I just listen. The Warriors are coming around. I was hearing things, you know, media day here. I need to brace up for basketball season, all right?
I know.
I'm trying to get through baseball. Dog days of August, it really bit me in the ass with the way this team has played. Don't even get me started
so
on the Giants again.
So what does Uncle Joe Lacob think about the Warriors this year? Let us know.
I haven't talked to Lacob. I haven't talked to
not
Lacob.
Yet. He's locked in Valkyries anyways. Valkyries are in a playoff
typically
push right
one
now,
one
okay?
king sends a raven to another king.
I'm giving everybody their space.
Written on that scroll.
I need my space. They need their space.
Thanks,
I need space. Like, you know,
yeah,
I'm trying to gear up for football.
No, hold on. Now I'm picturing.
I'm powering through the documentary with the Cowboys and the SEC and everything. I'm chilling.
I'm picturing Bonte's MySpace page. If it was right now, it would be in his top five of Bonte Hills.
My top
it's
eight.
My, my top eight. It's Joe Lacob number one.
I don't know. You know,
Anna has to be number one, right? Because you can't get in trouble
there. It'd probably be family.
It'd be family.
I just shut them up. Just cut the family in the top.
You have a burner account just for Lacob.
I've actually thought about building a Twitter burner account on Twitter because I want to tweet some of these people. Just tell them how I really feel. But listen, I feel like going Gary Ratnich out there and just follow nobody on Twitter.
What was it?
He just follows nobody.
Yeah, hold on. Instead of Bonte Hill, what would the burner be called? Monte.
I'm not going to tell
Hill?
You.
Monte.
No, you have no idea.
It would be like, you know, Wall Street Hustler.
Nah, that's too obvious.
789.
That's too obvious. That's a worldwide name now. Yeah. You can't use that one.
Oh, God. We're talking about.
We have jumped the shark. We're priests. Come on. Have
yeah,
we?
I mean, we have.
You know, but I heard you guys real quick. I want to get this off because I heard you guys talk about Eric Dickerson.
I know. I sound great, don't I?
No. You sound all right. Spinotti's been on fire, actually. He's stepped his game up a lot, man. He's coming into his own. That second year leap, you know, he's like, I can see it. It's coming.
I agree.
Like,
me and Ricky
like
Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall, stock high.
Yep.
But, you know, there is collusion in the NFL. I don't know if it was collusion for Shedeur Sanders, but there has been. Like, I brought this up in the green room. If Michael Sam hadn't come out the closet and said, I'm gay, he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
If he had not done that, he's got to be a...
Oh, he would have been higher than what he was.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So is there collusion in the NFL?
Yes.
That situation right there. Has there been collusion towards black quarterbacks? Absolutely. I mean, Bill Polian wanted Lamar to move the wide receiver.
Ridiculous.
I mean, think about
the narrative.
That.
Well, remember what he said about Honey Badger? Just wouldn't touch him at all. Now, I know there was some stuff behind that, but still, not being like he's a first-round talent. Yes. Like,
and Honey Badger was a team leader for the Cardinals and the Chiefs.
Thank you. Yep. And
literal captain.
Saints, yep.
How I put it, Bonte, Saints,
thank you.
Could talk to me if you don't think Shador's a first-round talent. That's fine. Sure. I could buy that. Cam Ward, I think he was a better quarterback. You guys, everyone was telling me, though, he was a first-round talent. So he fell off, fine. If he's drafted in the second round, whatever. But once it dropped to the sixth, it went from professional to personal very quickly. And everyone saw it. Everyone. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, a team like the Raiders with Geno Smith, you're going with Aiden O'Connell over Shedeur Sanders. Like,
yes,
stuff like that. Like, that's, I can't take you seriously as an organization. When Mark Davis was talking to this guy just last year, courtside at an Aces game or whatever, when Tom Brady's working out with this guy in the offseason, and you're not touching him, something's very fishy there.
Yeah,
something's very fishy.
It is, and he's in Cleveland, and you know, everybody's going crazy. And the excuses for Gabriel, look, we don't need to make excuses. I personally don't like Gabriel because I watched the Rose Bowls. I'm not going to lie. It distorted my thought process on Dylan Gabriel because I was like, wow, Ohio State, they make this dude look small.
Well, I like him as a backup.
Backup.
That's what
but
he is
that
to
game,
me.
I was like,
but the
ooh.
Fact that they drafted him before Shedeur is insane.
And then he said what he said. And I don't know if that was a shout-out Shedeur.
He said that before, though.
Yeah, he said that before.
But he did that in college. And he's basically talking about how he's a competitor versus other people that are entertainers.
Right.
And he was talking about the people who talk about the game,
right.
Not about Shedeur.
Okay, yeah,
but so
I didn't dive deep into that because I didn't think it was about nothing. I was like, well, dude, the guy's playing. But the people who cover him, because we have to take sides now in sports media, which is terrible. We have to take a side. You can't just have a perspective
objective. No,
you got to either be black or white. You got to be all or you're either the GOAT or you suck. So,
Biden
you
know, or Trump.
So with Gabriel, they're like, he looked really good. Although he did throw the pick six, that's a big deal. He threw a pick and gave up a touchdown. Hey, how do you just gloss over that? And so I feel for Shedeur being in that situation.
Yeah.
I do.
And you're going with 40-year-old Joe Flacco. Again, I'm sorry. I can't take you seriously as an organization. Just the entirety of the Cleveland Browns since they've moved on from Baker Mayfield, you know what? You get what you get right there. By the way, speaking of getting, Brian Robinson Jr., boys, it's the talk of the town right now. You feeling better about the Niners all of a sudden?
I'm pumped.
I actually am.
Like, I feel
low-key,
so much better.
I didn't realize, like, and we were talking about it this
I'm
past
glad
week.
They got
earlier
back
week. I referenced it. I was like, there's a relationship. Adam Peters, like, why not go get Brian Robinson if he wants out of there? You clearly have a question mark when it comes to the overall health of Christian McCaffrey all season long. Like, it's a great insurance policy to have this guy right now,
I love it. I love it. Dude, you spent the 6th-round pick on him. You spent the 6th-round pick on a proven commodity.
What we got a 5th for Debo and then gave up a 6th. So in this one, I guess you could make an argument. It was like Debo and a 6th for a fifth right. and Brian no, Robinson.
That's pretty good.
It's basically Jordan Mason because you got back a fifth this past draft and then you got a sixth next year that you're using
okay, so there
for
you
Brian
go.
Robinson.
There you
it was Jordan Mason for yeah. Brian Robinson, basically. And he got an extra player, actually. Wow. It's a hell of a...
And the Commanders have agreed to take out some of the $3.4 million owed to Brian Robinson right. Jr. this season as part of the trade agreement with the Niners. So the Niners also save some money. He's going into a contract year. Probably won't be here after the season, but you never know what could happen. This guy, this is a good move. Great move for the Niners.
And it leads us into Fast Five. Again, if you're just joining us, the latest breaking news coming out of the NFL is 49er related. The San Francisco 49ers have agreed to trade for Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. for a sixth round pick. Of course, it's all depending on a physical. And shout out Carlos Correa. So we'll wait and see that, and then we'll be good. I'm feeling great about this. Not that it like turns them into like, you know, from 5 or 6, 7, 8 wins. It's not like that much of a difference maker, but like for a guy with major question marks in Christian McCaffrey, but the wear and tear of him, I feel a lot better about splitting this, like these touches up a little bit more, right? Like going forward. Now you want to be able to lean on your bell cow, but gives them an opportunity to be able to pivot. If they
love the move.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the move.
So it's just, hold on, turn on your mic, Vonta. There you go.
Sorry, my bad.
I heard my first day in radio, too.
Love the boy. I can't hear you because I don't have headphones, love it. Thanks for producing the show.
Love meant to me yesterday. You don't have to come in on a Friday. It's okay. It's all good. I'm thinking, that's because this guy wants to host again.
As you were like standing in the elevator lobby, just like stressing over having to come into work tomorrow. But it's all good. You know, I'm just trying to help my guy out.
Go ahead, Bonta.
I don't even
it's
know
fine,
what to say.
It's fine.
What
just them. It's them arguing.
He said, I'm great at radio.
He did not say that at all. He said he loves the king and he wants to hear his tale.
Who's the king? King of Wells?
King of the Hill.
That's not me.
They're back on
that's
Hulu, by
me.
The way.
That's not me.
Hank
is
Hill.
It back on? That was a good show. Yeah. Good cartoon. Really good cartoon.
Mike Judge.
I like it.
My final thought is this. Good luck, fellas. I'll see you week one of the NFL season.
We have like 5 more minutes, so that can't
I'm
be
done.
Oh, we got 5 minutes?
Yes.
No, you can't be done.
I'm done.
You can't be done. What
done.
Do you
We're
mean?
Going to the cabin.
He wonders why I offer him the day off.
Going to the cabin. We're good. We've had a long week.
What are you going to be doing at the cabin?
I brought my PS5 up.
Oh, you're going to be gaming? What are you going to be playing?
Well, I got a new Madden franchise.
New Madden franchise.
I bought the bundle. I haven't played Madden yet. I'm still in like... Season 4 at LSU.
I got a 6'6", 240-pound quarterback.
Oh, man. Hey.
Throws the howitzer.
Hey, LSU, man. I've had some real-life
high. Good feet.
Real-life games. I'm winning game 7-0 to the NCAA in the SEC. It gets rough out there. I will play some Madden at some
point.
But
I will tell you this. Next week, I plan on sleeping in.
Okay.
And golfing. And fixing my golf cart, getting my batteries up and running so that I can, you know, drive around the neighborhood.
And you get those red and gold summit takes. You got to start working on them early, right?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you trying to win the MVP of that?
Well, I mean, when you've already won as many MVPs as I have, you know, you're kind of established. You're more worried about what happens during the playoffs.
My favorite summit is Mark Willard. So, Bonte, let me get your take on this. And Shasky jumps right in. Well, let me tell you, Willard. It's like, man, oh, you're Bonte. Oh, okay.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to worry about getting cut off no more. Now, listen. You like that? Hey, look, my final thought is this.
I'm on vacation mode, bro. It's all good.
My final thought is this. We're going to head into the season. And everybody's doom and gloom about the 49ers, and I get it.
No, we're not.
Now we're not because Brian Robinson.
Yep, there we go.
You got to remember.
We're back.
6 of the first 9 games are on the road. 6 of the first 9 games are on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be some turbulence. It's going to be a bumpy ride early
Your boy,
on.
Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold, we're going to cook his ass. Yeah. Trust me.
Don't do that again.
No.
Lock it in.
Last year.
Lock it
you
in.
Said the Niners are going to blow up Minnesota. And I said, nah, dude, I don't know about this game. This is tough, man. It's always tough to play in that place. But Darnold and that Seahawks offensive line, they are food, all right? 6 of the first 9 on the road. Get me to 5-4 at the 9 games. And then we're going to start cooking with
How
hot
was
grease.
That burger dog at the Olympic Club last week?
What bad? Oh, shout out to Wes, who I met. This guy, Wes, at the Olympic Club.
Yeah, the homie.
No. He's not a member there. He lives in Petaluma.
Oh.
He came down. It was his first outing after suffering a stroke earlier this season. And he recognized me. He goes, Bonte, he knew everything about the station. And we stayed in the burger dog line together, chopped it up. And I said, you know what? This one's on me. And it was a big moment for him. He was like, you know, I'm out here by myself without
That's
my wife.
Cool.
First one, I'm out here golfing. He had his Oakmont hat on.
Nice.
And I said, I'm proud of you, man. And so shout out to Wes out there. He was a big fan of the station. I had a good time out there. Hung out with Carter, big old Carter's lovely wife. Yeah. And spent a lot of money at the gift store. You know?
Can you settle something? Spadoni thinks that he can get a hit off of Boston Nahegan, who's the boss's son, who's in high school pitcher, a lefty. Five at-bats. Do you think he can get a hit? A base hit. A legit base hit.
Come on, Bonte. Be my teammate.
The way I saw you shot a basketball, I don't think so.
That's not the same thing. But I lasted a long time. I got to the championship. What are you talking about?
You get lucky.
Doesn't matter how it looks, Bonte. Does it work? Doesn't matter how it looks. Does it work?
You guys got to stop. You, Lucas. Like, Lucas. Like, I watched Lucas play basketball.
I didn't say I could pitch 90 miles an hour like Lucas. Let's relax.
You can get a hit off of a major leaguer, and I don't.
I find 100 opportunities to do so.
You're not getting a hit off of.
Guru said he could beat Jordan Bell when I wanted a basketball game, and he sounded ridiculous.
I never said that.
Yeah, but you're saying you could get a hit off a Major League Baseball player.
No, I said if I had 100 fastballs that I could put three of them in play.
No, you can't. What's in play?
I said exactly between 90 and 100 miles an hour, if you give me 100 pitches, I could pick up the speed and do it.
Let's go to San Francisco Baseball Academy right now. I don't think he's putting one in play. They're all getting fouled off.
And that was
at best.
That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the five-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years guaranteed. It's okay.
Radio host.
Bonte's making the list.
We're not Major League Baseball
Chaskey's
players.
Chaskey's on the list. Bonte's on the list.
We need to make the big leagues.
I'm finding out who my list of teammates are here at 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Spadoni, you better bring it during the summit, man. It's your first summit.
I think they
you
want
better
me.
Bring it.
I think they want me to host it. Evan Do and Guru really? Are next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Boy.
Here for you. Here for good.
Yeah, we. Let me stop.
That's a good one. Let me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.